Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 4 to 6. Seeing the vision of God's majesty. We read in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 4 like this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Isaiah chapter 6 is a record of God's divine call to the prophet Isaiah through a marvelous vision of God's majesty and splendor. Bible scholars believe that this was most likely Isaiah's original call to prophetic ministry. The reason why this heavenly vision was placed in chapter 6 instead of chapter 1 is because it served as a climax to the preceding 5 chapters and as a bridge to chapters 7 to 12. God called Isaiah to serve as his messenger because the nation stood on the brink of national calamity. His message was one of judgment and hope. God would judge the nation for sin, and the judgment would continue with the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah's call to prophetic ministry began with a vision of the awesome majesty and holiness of God. We should note that Isaiah saw this vision in the year King Uzziah died. King Uzziah represents the pride of a king as he attempted to take over the role of a priest in worshiping God. However, this vision shows the humility of angels or seraphims who covered their face and feet and proclaimed only the holiness and glory of God. As the angels proclaimed God's absolute holiness, Isaiah realized his own sin as well as the sin of the nation. God forgave Isaiah and then asked for a willing messenger. In gratitude, Isaiah stepped forward and responded, "Here I am, send me." What is the need for seeing the vision of God's majesty in our lives? The answer to this question lies in the fact that when we truly see and know the greatness, majesty, and holiness of God, then we can truly see a clearer vision about our real state, about who we truly are. We cannot hide behind the facade that we put every day before other people, before the holiness of God. When we see the majesty of God, we understand the great need for God's grace in our lives. We will then make a greater commitment to live and speak for God among the people in our sphere of influence. Isaiah's vision of God led to a true vision of himself and others as unholy and unclean before God. This recognition of sin led Isaiah to a need of God's cleansing grace, and this vision commissioned him to spread God's message about a holy God to unholy people. We too need to see the vision of God's majesty in our lives so that we can see ourselves as we truly are, get right with God and be cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ and take God's message of salvation to everyone we know. Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20 tells us, "And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."